The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stabmiller today, who is away on business, hopefully making some deals for the network to bring some more funds to the network to keep us on the air. And he had a special guest for this, actually for 2 hours, Mr. Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio, was to be on the show today. And he canceled this morning because he had to evacuate his home because of fires in Northern California again. So the fires are back on. I had Paul Preston on my show. I'm looking back at my calendar. I'm going to say it was sometime, I thought, a month and a half or so ago. And a very knowledgeable person on Agenda 21 issues, or Agenda 2030, because they've ramped it up a little bit faster now. It's now 2030, not Agenda 21. But stay tuned for that, because we'll reschedule him for another time. He's got a lot to share, a lot of good information to share about Agenda 21, what's going on with ICLEI and other programs, the depopulation program. He'll talk a little bit probably on the chemtrails. Actually, we don't call those chemtrails anymore. We call that geoengineering. Actually, I talked to Dane Wigington of geoengineering, and that's what they call it now. He said, politicians will not even talk to you anymore unless you talk in their terms, their acceptable terms. And geoengineering is the term that is recognized and understood and respected, I guess. And this whole thing of spraying the skies, which I personally saw quite a bit in California. I have not seen it down here in Florida, down here in the swamp area. It's probably a little too windy to spray. Probably defeats the purpose of spraying down here along the water areas. But definitely I saw it in California. I'm sure Paul would be happy to speak on that as he sees it every day. Sky looking like a checkerboard. In my second hour, I will have another guest host on the network on for the second hour, Mr. Keith Rogers for On Frequency. He is a couple hours behind me, follows me on Sundays because my show is on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. off the beaten path. And he will join us in the second hour. We'll be talking a little bit about this and that and the other thing. So looking forward to that second hour. Well, the elections are over. I was driving around in Central Florida today. I had to go to the VA hospital today, getting my workup for my skin cancer surgery, number 4. The downside of my college years, enjoying my profession, my job during my college years as a lifeguard, it's coming back to bite me now. And every year I look at the mirror and say, oh, geez, what's that? And I'm hoping this is the last time I say that. This is it. I'm done. I've had 4 surgeries. And hopefully this is the last one. Yeah, like I said, the downside of sitting in there in a nice chair, getting a nice golden tan and looking at the girls in the bikinis, there is a downside to that job. I don't think they actually had any kind of SP protection in the suntan oils back when I was in the 70s and 80s. I don't think they did. have to look that up, when that actually started. Maybe they did. I don't know. I know I used something all the time. I always kept lotion on me, and I kept suntan oil on me, but the exposure, and maybe these, maybe this problem I'm having now is probably from when I was a youth, really young kid. And those sunburns as a young child might be the ones that are haunting me now, not so much my teenage years, my early college years of sunning, because I actually didn't get burned. I just got golden brown. And it's funny because my mom now, she's very upset about, oh, another surgery, it's my fault. You know, she's smothering me with this copper tone butter. They used to have it like an, it was like a butter, a paste. And she had this belief that if you have a golden tan, you're a healthy person, and your immune system will be strong and you'll be robust. But she didn't have any idea that the UV rays could cause some damage in the future. Thanks, Mom. I still love you. So elections are over, thank God. I'm driving around, and I still see all the poster boards still in yards, and I'm thinking, get this crap out of these yards. I am so sick of it. I was sick of it 6 months before the elections midterms, and I'm sick of it even more so now. It's over. The elections are over. The recounts are starting. The concession speeches have been retracted, which is rather childlike if you think about it. You know, I give a concession speech and I come back and say, you know what? I've changed my mind. It's kind of funny. But then again, we are talking about politics here, and these aren't normal people. I don't think anybody normal would go into politics. I know I couldn't go into politics. I'd be sworn in, and I'd probably be killed the following week. I'd be slashing and cutting budgets and said no free ride anymore, and that would be the end of that. Steve disappeared. I don't know where he's, what happened to him. Probably in a cement cinder block or something. I don't know. They sealed him up on a wall somewhere. He's gone. Just too honest for politics. I couldn't do it, and I'm sure they would probably try to find some kind of sex thing on me, too, you know, going back to my youth, and maybe I did something I shouldn't have done. I don't know. Maybe I just looked at somebody. Speaking of which, when I was over at the VA today, I saw something that was very interesting to me. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this a little later here, about political correctness. But there actually is a poster here, and I took one home with me, a small one. And the model they picked for this woman here is not an attractive woman. There's one online. You can actually go to YouTube and look up what the Veterans Department, Veterans Administration is putting out. There's a card I picked up here. It says, has a woman on it, and she's not attractive at all. By any means, I would not think twice. I'd say, no, not interested. Even after 8 or 10 beers, I still think I'd say no. Maybe that's why bars are so dark. But the caption says, cat calls, whistles, and stares. It's not a compliment. It's harassment. And it's got a telephone number down here. Miss Lisa Martell, Women's Veterans Program Manager, has a telephone number. I'm going to call this number. And I actually want to find out a little bit more about this thing you're pushing here, that just a stare or even a look. I mean, what is a stare? I mean, how long is a stare? Yeah, you know, if you notice an attractive woman, you look at her and you go, wow, she's a nice looking girl. And you may look away and then you look back at her again and you say, wow, she really is nice. What is wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, we are men, and we, in the dating world, single men look at women and women look at men. And I'm not sure what's actually how this all came about, unless there were a group of ugly, ugly women who just never got looks and got angry and decided to press this issue of, if I looked a little too long, then that's sexual harassment. Well, we are really pushing the boundaries on the sexual harassment. PC everything. Everything is PC, political correctness. So I'm going to call this woman just for the fun of it. And I'm going to just see, I got this card, and I'm wondering, how long is a look when it when it turns to become a stare. How long is that? I mean, is there an actual, maybe somebody out there can look in the encyclopedia or whatever encyclopedia, look online and tell me what a, how long does a look have to be before it's called a stare? If anybody wants to look that up and let me know, give me a call in. I would like to know that. Maybe on the break I'll do that. But, you know, like I said, we look, we notice. I mean, aren't we supposed to notice women, attractive women, aren't we? We actually notice ugly women, too. I mean, I'd look at this woman. If I looked at her too long, it wouldn't be a stare to say, wow, you're nice looking. It would be a stare as, you know, where are the bolts on your neck? The villager's going to be chasing you here pretty soon. Not an attractive woman. This is the wrong kind of woman to actually put on this little card. But what is wrong with looking at an attractive woman? What is wrong with a woman looking at an attractive man? How do you think we got here? How do you think we got here? How do you think your parents got together? There you go. I don't know. I guess they just want to do everything by test tube nowadays. Maybe that's the whole thing. Test tube people. I don't know. I'm going to call this number and find out myself. So, elections are over. Florida, I followed it a little bit. I did not participate, as I will not participate in a fraudulent election system. And I'm very angry at times. I can control my anger pretty good. Actually, I do. Why Donald Trump brought out in 2016 before the presidential election that there would be election fraud, voter fraud, and brought attention to it. But then once he got in, he just kind of let that slide. He wanted to get a commission together, and we got to look into this. We got to change this because, you know, this is really important. A vote should count. It shouldn't be a fraction of a vote. And if you've seen the video, the documentary, Bev Harris, called Hacking Democracy, if you have not seen this documentary, I suggest you really pick it up and watch it and share it with others. Have a group viewing at your home. That's what I actually did. I went to Eagle Forum, and I think I showed it to at least 30, maybe 40 tops people from Eagle Forum. And this was back in 2015, I think it was. So we watched that. We all learned. We shared it with others. And it was interesting. It was interesting. I had no idea that there was election fraud until, I think, going back to the George W. Bush and Al Gore 2000 is when I started to suspect that something was wrong here. This recounts, and then this guy, this little ball-headed guy with the magnifying glass that was looking at the Chad, you know, the punch card. And as the Chad protruded out enough to count it as a vote, wait a minute, it's a little indentation. Well, that's good. If it's for this candidate, we'll count that one. We won't count it if it's for this person. And I started to realize then that there is election fraud, voter fraud, and we're seeing it right now with these recounts. Now, if you've been following, anybody in Florida knows about Andrew Gillum and DeSantis, the Republican candidate, and the Democrat candidate, which is Andrew Gillum. The counts came pretty close, which I knew that was my indicator right off the bat. This was an election that was tampered with. Well, let me tell you why. Mr. Andrew Gillum had proposed to get rid of the Florida no state tax. Well, most people love that. That's why they moved down here. No state tax. You have more money in your check. It's kind of nice. Tourism is so nice down here in Florida that our roads are really nice. By the way, the VA hospital was outstanding. One of the nicest hospitals I've ever been to anywhere in the country. It was a very nice hospital. I don't even know how old the hospital is in Orlando. Beautiful facility. I could actually probably work there if it wasn't so far away. It's a little bit of a drive for me. But a nice facility. And he wanting to also increase the taxes on the middle class. Well, I don't know about you, who in their right mind is going to vote for a guy who wants to squeeze the middle class even more so than it's already been squeezed, and who wants to get rid of the Florida state tax. Nobody in their right mind would say, yeah, I'm going to vote for this guy. You've got nothing else on your side, but these are the two things that stood out on Andrew Gillum. And the vote came close. So I know this thing was tampered with. It was flipped. It was software probably in the voting machine itself. And we're probably looking at fraction magic. Will we ever discover? Will they ever bring it out? No. This is why the whole thing has to be scrapped from the very beginning. We actually have to go back to a tape, or some kind of hard paper record of what you've done in your voting, just like kind of like the ATM machine. You go to the ATM, you do a transaction, it spits out a little piece of tape. You look at it and you said, hey, date, time, what I did. I either deposited or took money out. What's my balance? These are the same people who actually make the voting machines, Diebold. Kind of amazing that they can go to this great length to watch the money. Well, of course, they're watching money. But they don't really – the system was built with fraud in mind. I am sure of that. So the only way we can get to a fair and honest election would be actually just to get rid of this system. I heard about long lines. We heard about voting machines that were down, didn't work, not enough of them, redirecting people to go to different precincts to vote. And at that point, some people say, you know, I'm not going to vote. But it turned out to be like 51.9% for DeSantis, and I think 51.1%, which that can't be because that's over 100%. That's odd. I did read that. Maybe it was 49. Sorry. 49.1%, 49.7%. I don't know how they read that wrong. But Gillum coming that close, which is now they're saying they're going to do a recount on that. So they are flipping some things over. They're finding new votes and things are changing here and there. And I guess that's when the fraction magic didn't quite work and flip it the way they wanted to. I think they stopped at a certain point. I think that they'd be smart to stop the flipping at a certain point, and if they go too far with it, well, then it's quite obvious and noticeable that the election was hacked, and then somebody wants to look into the whole system. They don't want to go that far. They learned that from Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. So they'll be flipping back some votes here and there, and when you see the variability of new votes now going for this guy and votes taken away from this person, well, that's the indicator, the clear indicator that you've got some election fraud going on here. So I am not going to participate. You know, I love my country. I used to be very out there and voting all the time. I've taken on city councils. I've gone down there and been on the line, the front line here, taking some of these people on. And I don't know, people. I guess the best I can say is the closest we're going to get to getting our government back is that there has to be an economic collapse. There has to be somewhere along the way in order to get back our country that works for the people, not the corporations. There's a lot of things we can do in the future, but I think there has to be a reset button. There has to be a collapse. And I think we're going to see that. I think last week and last 2 weeks, we've seen Wall Street do a lot of variability here. 1,300 points in 1 week lost, and then coming back a little bit, 300 points here, back up and back down. There's always been some kind of, you know, variability in Wall Street. We are talking about the stock market, but not this much. I found it interesting that Lowe's hardware stores, the big giant stores there, like Home Depot, Lowe's is going to close 51 of their stores. 20 here in the United States and 31 in Canada. Still believe that they're out there, construction is good and they're building and the economy is looking great? Well, think again. Look around. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back. That bumper music cut it awful fast. I'm still looking at this card here. I can't get over looking at this card here, this cat call whistles and stares. It's not a compliment. It's harassment. And I just kind of thought to myself the other day, and I wrote down some comments. How do we all get to this point anyway? How did this all happen? When did it happen? Did it come on fast, slow? When did it come on? And I started remembering a lot of this started happening in marketing, in the retail industry. And I made some notes here. Retail marketing. I remember the fat woman. Well, she's not fat anymore. She's plus size, or she's a full-figured woman. And I do like what George Carlin used to say when a woman would say, refer to herself as being big-boned. And he'd come back and he'd say, no, you're not big-boned. Dinosaurs are big-boned. You're fat. Now, I don't believe in being rude, but what is, and that's a fact. I think this whole political correctness is way out of proportion here. I'm not into insulting people, but a small person being called height challenged. We got rid of words or changed the meaning or the word altogether because we didn't want to offend anybody. Well, we've become this whole society of thin-skinned people who can't take language. We have to change the language, and I have a problem with that. Go back to my other screen here. Oh, there we go. Yeah, looking back, short, height challenged. The midget, the dwarf, we can't call them that anymore because, well, that's mean. We have to call them little people. And then we have a show on TV now called Little People. So, you know, this VA poster is really something else. The cat calls, whistles, and stares. It's not a compliment. It's harassment. I'm going to call this woman. I'm going to find out what she actually considers. How long can you look at a woman before it's a stare and it's harassment? You know, women go out of their way to wear beautiful, beautiful clothes. Their hair a certain way, fragrance, perfumes. They go out of their way to look attractive so we notice them. So what is wrong with looking at an attractive woman? Or a woman looking at an attractive man, maybe he's dressed up nice and he looks nice, looks very professional. What is wrong with that? I don't see the other side of this coin here. Men saying, wait a minute here, I feel like a piece of hamburger, like a piece of meat here because she's staring at me. That bothers me. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. Actually, we look at it as flattery. If a woman looks at me long enough, I'm thinking, she must think I'm something else. You know, hey, feather my cap. I'm an old guy and some young girl's looking at me. Now, if she's making a funny face or something, well, that's different. Maybe it looks like something wrong with this guy. He looks demented or he looks hideous. Look away. Kind of like Kramer episode. Look away. I'm hideous. We're going to go off to the phones here real quick here. Art, off the grid, you've got something to add to this conversation?
Yeah, man. You know this thing, what you're talking about, you know, we got to be all kind of politically correct about what we say nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even have anything to do with anybody in my family anymore because, well, you know, I'm just fed up with people trying to tell me how to talk, what I can and cannot say. I mean, it's at the point, my niece one day, I'm not kidding you, literally told me because, I don't remember what it was, but her son had done something. And I asked him, why do you have to be bad? Why can't you be good? Why do you always have to be a bad, you know, be bad? My niece scolded me and told me I was not allowed to use that word with him because it would make him feel inadequate. And I'm like, what do you want me to call it? Behaviorally challenged? She looked at me like, yes, what is that supposed to mean? I said, it means stop being all liberal. Why in the world do we have to continuously change our language to you know, so we don't hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, Art, I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to be politically correct. I may get stares. I may get people saying things that you shouldn't say that. And I'm going to point out that they're very thin-skinned because I've always felt that the man becomes the man because of his experiences in life. And, you know, the old saying, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names can never harm you. I've always lived with that. And that's that little rhyme we sang as kids is true. And for some reason I don't even think kids even say that anymore. But it makes the man strong who he is today. And this whole thing of, you know, permitted speech or that's hate speech. And who's the ones who decide that it's hate speech? Truth is hate speech? Well, that's kind of where we're going in these days, that we have something to say and it's truthful, but they don't like it, so they call it hate speech to shut you up. And you know what? I'm not going there. I'm not going to shut up. So, Art, hey, stay on the line here. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Welcome back. This is the National Historic Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadtmiller. He should be back to the airwaves tomorrow. Before I go back to you, Art, I was just making some notes here of how we've kind of sanitized everything. I've noticed that teachers are now encouraged not to use red ink on grading papers because the red ink is very damaging to the psyche of the young child. And they come home. No, serious. They come home with red ink all over their paper, and the score, I mean, the score should be the one right there. You know, looking up and seeing 37%. Well, you can have 37% and with red ink all over your paper, or you can have 37% written in green ink. And actually, what happens later on, doesn't the green ink actually start to represent the same thing as the red ink? And it's harming to the psyche of the child. And some schools are actually talking now, Art, about actually getting rid of grades altogether because they're too stereotyping. They label a child. And, well, you know, we're going down that pathway. We're trying to sanitize everything. We have to walk softly, and we have to do all these right things. Even on the playground here, you know, I used to fall off the playground. And now they have rubber chips on the playground, and so the kid falls into a big thing of rubber chips. Nothing happens to him, and really nothing nothing happened to us either. I never got really hurt on the monkey bars falling off, but we've got to this point where we're just kind of soft pedaling on every single thing we do. And it's really kind of overwhelming. And I don't want to go there. I don't want to be that PC guy. I'm not that PC guy. You know, I get a patient comes in the hospital who weighs 800 pounds, and I've had several 800-pound patients in my 24 years as an ICU nurse. I have seen probably 3 to 4 800-plus-pound people. Now, when I'm doing my charting here, or I'm doing, you know, I'm writing in here and there on my assessment, I don't write down, you know, slightly overweight, or I don't soft pedal it. I tell it as it is. There's different levels of obesity. It's either morbid obesity. There's like 3 or 4 different levels. And I put down morbid obesity. An 800-pound man is morbidly obese. And that's not insulting him. It's a fact. It's a fact. I'm not trying to insult the man. I'm simply saying he is morbidly obese, and that's an accurate description of the person I see before me. And I'm getting tired of all this soft pedaling. Oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, how much farther can we push this PC issue, Art? How much farther can we push this?
Well, you're exactly right, and I don't get it. I mean, I talk to people all the time when I'm in town, and it's like people – well, that's pretty mean. Well, I'm sorry. He's fat. What do you want me to say? He is fat. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And this whole, you know, you can't use red ink because it's traumatizing to a child. Yep. What do you think those traffic lights are doing? What are we going to do? We're going to change the color of our stop signs? I mean, this is how ridiculous this has gotten. It's gotten to the point to where it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, how you do it, how you say it, it's absolutely wrong. And at some point, we have to draw the line. And you're talking about how they're talking about now getting rid of grades?
Yeah.
Brother, I'm here to tell you now. I said this. Do you remember, let's go back, oh my God, 7, maybe 8 years ago. The first we heard of anything along the lines of these great things was when in the state of Washington, they had come out and, God, I sound like Mike Rivera, come out and, but they came out with an article that they were going to lower the standards for testing and grades. Because the current standards were unfair to certain students, which, you know, I said at that point, because I was doing talk radio at that time, and this was back, actually it was about 2010. And I had said then what this was this was telling the students that actually put forth the effort that it doesn't matter how hard you work, because we don't care that you actually put forth the effort. We care more about bringing these poor students, you know, bringing you down to the level of these students because they don't do the work, or maybe they're just not capable, or whatever the case. So, you know, and that goes to the whole thing of, so we had the lowering of the standards in school. Then we had the lowering of the standards to become a police officer. Then we look at, instead of working hard to get the promotion, you get the promotion based upon seniority. So what they're doing is they're telling everyone, it doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how well educated you are. None of this matters. It doesn't matter how much effort you put forward, because we're all equal. I mean, they've gone to the point to where there's no first place, second place, third place right in a relay race. Everybody wins. There's
participation trophy. Participation trophy, right.
Why do we even bother?
I don't know. Participation trophy for everyone. Yeah, you know, where's your incentive to work a little harder and to achieve? And you have to have levels of achievement in order. Are you still there, Art?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, this whole participation trophy thing is crazy. Let me point out something else. I do a lot of observation stuff, kind of like a Seinfeld here. I'm driving around, and I noticed the other day that the protecting the children. And I don't get me wrong. I love kids, and I want to protect kids and keep them safe. Okay, don't get me wrong there. But you and I grew up in a different time. We didn't have crossing guards directing us out. We knew how to cross the road. We knew when to cross the road. We didn't have to wear little helmets. We didn't have to do all that stuff. And I noticed that the crossing guard, the school districts, they put crossing guards just across from the school itself to help cross the road. One road, which is actually just as busy as the rest of the road down the street. So they'll get you to one side of the road, and after that, you've got six or seven more blocks to walk by yourself, so be careful. But for some reason, they don't want you getting hit in front of the school, but you've got to now chance it for six or eight more blocks. It doesn't make sense to me. If you really cared about children, why don't you have them down here, here, and here? And so this whole thing of trying to appear as if, you know, you're doing well, you're doing something right here, you know, watching the children, protecting the children. You and I'll tell you right now, I didn't know one kid growing up at 57 years old. When I was a kid growing up, not one kid got hit by a car.
Nope.
We crossed roads all the time. We knew when to cross and when not to cross. Our parents taught us well. We didn't ride around with helmets on our head on our bicycles. We fell and we took spills. Not one of us busted our head and ended up in the hospital or died. Not one of us died from flu. We got the flu. We stayed home for a week. We ate chicken noodle soup. We slept a lot. We watched some TV. We drank a lot of fluids. We came back to school the following week. We were stronger, more robust, a better immune system.
Yeah,
we have gone.
Thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Go for it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I remember growing up, we didn't get vaccines every time we turned around. We're right at the same age. I mean, you told on yourself there. We're right at the same age. And, you know, with the flu, I remember when the N1H1 came out, and they were, everybody's got to get the vaccine. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I remember in 1974 when we had a big swine flu outbreak, and I got sick. I was like 10 years old. This was 1972. I was 10 years old. I stayed home for 2 weeks, got better, went back to school. It didn't kill me.
Nope.
It didn't cause any great, terrible adverse effects.
Mm-mm.
I just was really sick for a couple of weeks. I got over it, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything now is walk on pins and needles.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. At any turn, you could pick up some kind of germ. You walk into Walmart, and they've got this little dispenser there of antibacterial gel so you can wash your hands before you touch the shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you want to clean your hands after you've touched it?
Yep.
I mean, we live in an environment that is, like, sterile.
Yeah.
And people,
right.
like, they freak out over me because they're like, dude, aren't you going to wash your hands before you eat? Nope. Why? Why do you think I don't ever get sick?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because when I had my little test today at the VA hospital for my skin cancer surgery in the coming future, they did the questions. Did you get your flu shot? I said no. Would you like your flu shot? I said no. I'll pass on it. And she looked at me, and I was waiting for. I always wait for that little stare of, oh, he's one of those kind of guys. And I said to her, I said no. And she goes, well, if you want to get it, you can get it at this drugstore here or this place for $10. And I said, I'm not interested. I do believe in the immune system and its purpose, what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to get stronger by getting exposure. And she looked at me, her eyes, and she smiled, and she said, I couldn't agree with you more, but I have to ask the questions. And the physician also turned to me and didn't give me the lecture. I've got a couple lectures from physicians. These two are on the ball and understood that, well, 27% last year was the effectiveness of the flu vaccine. 27% gets red ink, as far as I'm concerned. That's a flat-out F.
Yep.
So why am I going to be pushing an F? I don't push Fs. I push good grades. If they had a vaccine that showed 75 to 85% effectiveness, I'd say, okay, then you're on to something. That's a passing grade.
As long as it doesn't have mercury,
right.
Squalene or something like that. See, that
right.
was the big thing for me right there. You know, I actually thought at one time, I thought vaccines were a good thing until someone told me about them. And I was like, well, you know, I'm one of those guys, I believe, trust but verify. Don't ever really take anybody's word for anything. Always do some research and verify what they're telling you is true. So I went and I researched and I looked up, you know, okay, well, yeah, there's squalene in here. Okay, well, what's squalene? So I started looking at what is squalene, and then I'm like, well, I don't want that in my system. And, of course, when I realized mercury was in some vaccines, well, I know what mercury is. They taught us about that in, I don't know, what, sixth grade? You know, so, I mean, yeah, I know what that is. I don't want that in my body. And this is what I tell people when they're like, well, you really should get the vaccine. Don't you know you're risking contaminating everyone else? Well, wait a minute. Do you get the vaccine? Yeah. Well, if the vaccines are so good, you got the vaccine. If I don't get it and I get sick, how am I putting you at risk? If you got the vaccine and it works so well, your children got the vaccine and it works so well, why do you insist on it? Because you see where I'm going with this?
Well, Art, you're using some logic here.
That doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, how can that not make sense? It's pure logic.
It's actually, that's it, pure logic. And I love it when you actually throw that at somebody and they say, well, you're making everybody else susceptible. No. If you've already taken it, you believe in it so much, then me not taking it and getting the flu, then you should be fine with it because you're protected. But the problem is, like my next door neighbor here, I'm kind of worried about her. She's a heart patient, and she's fallen under the spell of the white coat syndrome, where a doctor is God and she has to listen to him. And my parents for the longest time did that too, until I finally got on them enough to say, please stop this. And I made my case. She listened to the network. She listened to a lot of things. I sent her a lot of information, educated her on their immune system. My parents are, 83 and 94. Their immune systems aren't as strong as they used to be. An immune system gets weaker as it gets older and older. And now we're finding out these flu vaccines are actually you're giving the live pathogen, and they're actually, because their immune system is so weak, that they actually pick up the flu now, and now they actually have a problem. So I tried across the street here. I got a guy across the street here, and I gave him a lecture about 2 months ago when I knew they'd be coming out at the people for, here, the flu vaccine, get your flu vaccine. And I told him flat out, and I made my case. I stood before him, and I made my case. And he looked at me, and he said, well, thank you very much for your opinion. And I guarantee you, my neighbor across the street, he got his flu vaccine. His wife got it. And then one day his wife calls my wife and said, she's really sick. And I said, she got her flu vaccine. And she goes, I bet she did. I bet she did too. Her immune system could not handle it, and she ended up getting the flu. So I don't know, Art. I've been trying. I'm working really hard on this. I'm working on my daughter to stop all this unnecessary vaccine and the damage it's causing, because we do have an immune system and it's there for a reason to be used. If you don't use it, you lose it, and it applies to the immune system also. So I don't know. I'm going to keep working at it, trying to educate people to say, you know, use your immune system, make it stronger. And I said to this nurse today and the doctor, I said, I would love to see a PSA on TV to talk about proper procedure of how to keep yourself healthier during the flu season and the winter season. And she looked at me, PSA? I said, yeah, public service announcement. She goes, oh, I thought you're talking about like prostate specific antigen, because cancer and stuff. And I said, no, PSA. So I said, you know, hand washing, nutrition, exercise, hydration, and all these things are really important, and especially hand washing. And she goes, you know what? You're right. And I said, will you ever see that on TV? Will you ever see that on TV if the government comes out with a PSA to say, season's coming up, people, more exposure, these are the things you need to do, and they don't do it. When you're sick, stay home. Don't go to work when you're sick and spread it to everybody else. And employers need to do the same thing, to say, you know, you're sick, you go home. That's it. And we'll stop this. But you know what? That doesn't make much money, does it? That doesn't make much commerce. Art.
Well, a couple of final thoughts, because I know you got more to get to. When they say, thanks for your opinion, I usually look at them and say, it's not my opinion, it is fact. And I will show you the documents if you want to see them, but they never want to see them. And the second thing is, with the immune system, you mothers out there, if at all possible, breastfeed your babies, because the colostrum in your milk is what will provide your babies with the jump start to their immune system.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks, You're man. Right. I'm out of here.
You got it. Appreciate it. No, I agree with you 100%. Breastfeeding, if you can, that's great. I think you should. Crossover immunity, that's an awesome thing. I saw, and I still can't find anybody to give me any kind of rational explanation why they're still doing this, but for newborns, they're pushing hepatitis B vaccines, and that's a series of three. Now, one I early on started in the career of medicine, I had to take a hepatitis B vaccine. Series of three. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Coming up top of the hour, Mr. Keith Rogers.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back. Political correctness, it's killing us. It really is. This one goes out to Art. I found out that the LGBTQ is pressing to re-record Billy Paul's Me and Mrs. Jones. They're not happy with that any longer. They would like to record Me and Mr. Jones. So I send that one out to Art off the grid. A little humor there. But you know what? It sounds silly, but don't count that one out. It's going to happen. I didn't think we'd ever have bathrooms that we had to decide which ones to use, and I never thought we'd have transgender. None of this stuff. It's really odd. I won't say these are interesting times. These are very, very bizarre times. And I worry about the future, to be honest with you. I worry about the future if we don't stop the nonsense, the PC nonsense. I did get an email here, and 27% effectiveness. That's actually what last year's flu vaccine was. So that isn't flat out F people. I have yet to see the flu vaccine crack 47%. 46-47% is the highest I have ever seen. So it is a failure at 46-47%. So this is what you need to arm yourself with when somebody tells you to take the flu vaccine, or they try to push you at your work to take the flu vaccine. You ask them, on a grading scale, what would you call this? You have to use the numbers. The numbers are on your side to say this is a failure vaccine. It really is a failure vaccine. Got to push on here, too, also, along with the PC correctness, I noticed when it all started and how it started, and how we had to watch our wording now. And like I said, I'm not going to. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a mean guy. I'm just a guy who calls it as he sees it. And I think we should go back to that and stop playing the little word games. But also globalism itself. When did that all start? When did that all start? I noticed when everything started to be put in a different language, all the literature would be in Spanish. Sometimes you'd see German, sometimes French. But after a while, those kind of died down. They just kind of disappeared. And now everything's pretty much in Spanish. And I go to the grocery store and it says English grapefruit, and right next to it, it says in Spanish what it is. Like they wouldn't know what that would be. And I guess that is the way it's going to be. I don't see us turning the time back on the whole label thing and putting everything in back in English and continue to be in English, because this is America. But you'd never know it sometimes, would you? Second hour coming up. Keith Rogers will be with us, and I want to talk a little bit about this latest shooting in thousands. National Anthem. We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. Take America back. We must take America back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.